Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, it's Sexy Time with Ali Breen. It's on the way in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
All right, we're jamming. I hope you like jamming with Joel. We're jamming with Joel.
Okay, that's all I can tell you.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
It's a real artichoke fest in here.
Boy, it sure is.
What the hell's that mean?
I don't get it either. Is that
George O'Keefe would occasionally have artichoke.
I'm smart and make jokes.
I just got all's man.
That's a barn door at a distance. I
thought it was some.
Artichokes are sometimes represented.
Is that an emoji thing?
Real vaginal.
No, but they
everything
can be vaginal.
Everything Georgia O'Keefe painted as a vagina. You're wearing
a lot of flowers.
Yeah, of course.
Like
she liked them.
Yeah. Like, looks like the front of an Edsel.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. I think we all like them. Right?
Sure.
There we go. There it is. There it is.
Wow. Just when I thought my intro couldn't get worse.
Oh, please.
Allie, we're going to get to Sexy Time here in just a second, but we have an email from a listener. I hope Tom can update you like he did us on the advancements in travel that have been made recently in Tom's world.
Allie, I made this observation. Because I was at the airport in Denver for like 4 hours the other day.
Sound like he's
when you're getting a plane and they have to gate check your bag.
Yes.
And so they grab your. So then when you get off the plane in the jetway, there's like eight. Everyone has the same suitcase I have.
Stuttering.
Everybody has. They're those things with four wheels on.
Everyone has the same suitcase I have. Is what he said.
I'm the last one on board. I didn't know.
He came in here today and said, have you seen these carry-ons that have four wheels on the bottom of them? It changed my life.
Yeah. He had never seen them.
Changed my life.
And then
halfway through
the trip, I got on another plane and I looked, and if you flip them around to the side.
Hang on to yourself.
Hey, watch
out.
You can drag them behind you.
Yeah, two wheels.
So you can put another bag on that pull-up thing.
Well, you can put another bag on the pull-up thing and still roll them.
Isn't
on
he adorable, Allie?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is insane. It's like he just been around for 10 years.
It's like he just woke up from a coma.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, now, exactly. So, Allie.
He's so excited.
Now, I did do a little bit of research. My friend Alan explained something to me, so I wanted to make sure it was correct.
Oh, that blowhard? Oh.
This is this is actually quite fascinating. Did you know that?
I bet it's not.
Man was on the moon. Remember what year that happened?
76?
No.
Way earlier?
Yeah.
72?
Yeah, nope.
69, Allie.
69.
Woo! Just remember, moon in your face, 69.
There we go. Yeah.
In any event, the first patent on wheels on a suitcase came after that.
Wheels on a suitcase.
Two bits.
Wheels on the suitcase go round and round, round and round. Dear Tom.
Yeah, whoever came up with that should get the Nobel Peace Prize.
This is from Matt. Mm-hmm. Dear Tom, I'm a fan of Wheels on Luggage until the hell's wrong with me? Until the baggage handlers toss a brand new chunk of checked luggage into or out of an airplane and snap a wheel off, making it completely effing useless as a rolling suitcase. On a recent two-week trip to Florida, I had bought my son some nice, expensive luggage that I felt would last him a lifetime.
Oh, so nice that the wheel broke off and it got thrown once, huh? Yeah, it's good stuff.
Did they spell Louis Vuitton right?
Until the luggage, those two words are not in this letter. $250 down the drain, Tom, so be careful how you advance in this newfangled technology.
Wow.
With the wheels on the luggage.
But anyway, Allie, the first patent for the wheeled suitcase, Bernard Seydow, as we know, in 1970. Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
Very nice. And I guess it's debatable to a lot of people if we did put a man on the moon. So you can't use that
as fair, Allie. Good one.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
You're here. Let her speak.
In fact, I'm a suitcase wheel denier.
There's a whole bunch of you guys out there.
Dragging bags around.
But I mean, it's a flat suitcase is what I think.
But there are certain things you kind of go, geez, why didn't we think of that 40 years ago?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Maybe it's wheel technology. I don't know. But I remember back in the day in which Christy and I were talking about this, the stewardesses at the time, flight attendants now, would have those little that little rack that they
the little luggage board
they would lash them to
you know what they're still missing though, because the four wheels that's been around, when you put it like in a car or something in the back, it rolls all over the place or on a hill. But someone needs to make a lock for the wheels. Does that exist?
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? Because the wheels are because I've had that where you're on a hill and your suitcase just rolls away from you.
Sure.
Or, in the back of a car.
Can't you just put it?
So it still could use some updating.
Can't you put it flat on the side?
Well, in the car, yes. But when you're, I kind of see what you're saying.
Okay, well.
If you're standing there.
We want to talk about hee-haws and woo-wees. Okay. that's what I call.
That's so much better.
Yeah. Maybe some people heeing and sheeing, or heeing and sheeing.
What do you got for us
all
today?
All of the above.
Allie Breen is in New York City, and I can tell you're in your apartment. You've got your, is that a different pair of glasses?
It is. Very observant. I got another pair of glasses, a little bit smaller. There's a little bit of I guess it's on the inside. They're multicolored.
Cool. Ah, are you wearing your bikini top?
No, it's a sundress. It looks like a bikini top. I thought that when I put this on. We are having a heat wave, but it's not that bad.
Okay.
Now, is it conducive to cooling off to not wear underwear?
What?
You know, no, you want to wear underwear. You want cotton to kind of wicken it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. And underwear for girls is pretty tiny. We don't wear big underwear like you guys do.
Yeah. Yeah, but your dress would stick down there. You don't want that.
I don't wear dresses except on Friday nights. Okay. Allie, let's get to our first letter. What's up?
Dear Allie, my wife started getting Botox and fillers a few years ago, and now she's doing so much she's getting Lauren Sanchez face. Oh, I tell her she looks
beautiful.
Not Lauren
Sanchez face.
I tell her she looks beautiful regardless, but it doesn't stop her. What can I do to get this under control?
Show her pictures of that can do a lot of damage.
Is Lauren Sanchez cat lady? Who is that?
Jeff Bezos's wife.
Oh, boy, I wouldn't be. I am so not into that. I would not be able to pick her up.
Did you hear the chorus of witches over here?
I said nothing. Oh,
I heard the coven.
Yes.
Hey.
No, but it's very clear that she's had a lot of Botox and filler. And
yeah.
Ladies, you could answer this. What's the best way for a guy to tell you, even let's say it's too much makeup?
You look like an idiot. Just tell her.
No. Here's
the thing. It's just like when you're tanning, you're never tan enough once you start. And you're like, I got to keep going. Ooh. And eventually you're like, dude, you look weird.
That's right. And if you don't stop it, I'm going to cut your face off.
So how would you like to hear a guy say...
I want them to hold up a picture of what I should look like or what I have looked like before. And they're like, and now you look like this.
Yes.
Which means you look like this.
Yes.
You
really,
I give you visual examples.
I am with Alzman on this because I had Botox for 10 years and I didn't realize how different I looked until I stopped doing it and go, okay, I looked nuts. Like there were times it was so clear and my face was so tight, I didn't even look like myself.
So what would you tell this guy to say?
I would say, hey, babe, look at this was a picture of us on vacation and we were having a good time and look how beautiful you are. you're starting to not look like you.
Oh, find a friend that's doing the same thing. Find one of her friends. Like, you know how Rebecca looks like this? Ugh.
Yeah.
Dog, her friend. So then she doesn't try to compete with her.
So
you know
you're saying
I mean?
Hold a picture next to your face and go, ugh. I want you to look like... he holds a picture next to you. You want to look like this.
Yeah.
Be like, and it's a picture of that Sydney Sweeney bit.
No. The picture of her. Yeah, that would be all the
I misunderstood. Sorry.
Sydney Sweeney's broken through Tomville. Yeah. Uh-oh.
He's pretty.
It's impressive. Well, he could actually use the Lauren Sanchez picture. He's already using her as an example because that's what was going on the internet. It's like she looked gorgeous. She looked like Megan Fox when she was younger, and now she looks like
every other
like
woman,
the cat lady kind of, like
every other woman
kind of,
that does Botox and filler. They have all the same face,
except she can poop out money.
Yeah.
I like to wipe with $100 bills.
That's true.
That's where it's really dangerous. If you have that addiction and all the money in the world, my God, you'll go
that's
nuts.
Unfortunate. She was much prettier before. Yeah. And I'm not. I don't mean to judge her now, but
Well, I'm glad you told me to.
I'm just saying she was. Yeah. I prefer her before. Yeah.
Do guys prefer women natural rather than all?
I do.
I always tell the same story. My sister.
You sure do.
My sister. Thank you. My sister is 81, and she still occasionally does gigs modeling.
Right. She's gorgeous.
And she's never had any pleasure.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's great.
And she,
if
it makes you feel better, go for it.
Conversely,
I had a friend in high school, and this guy had an issue with his nose, and he finally got a rhinoplasty. He had no idea you could breathe through your nose.
Yeah. Wow. So that's definitely helpful.
Well, that of course.
But at the same time,
so he was stupid.
They took out the Cyrano de Bergerac quality.
Sure. Yeah. They sort of.
His nose was
the extra schnozziness.
Wow. His nose was large and took a left turn about halfway past the first nostril.
God, the nose to him was what suitcase wheels were to Tom.
I'm like, what the hell?
I was blown.
Amazing.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with the lovely Allie Breen, and she likes to help others with their love lives. How's yours going, by the way?
Good. Same old. Nothing too exciting or new to report.
Does he have tattoos?
Nope. Neither one of us do.
Okay. Because I was going to say, should he die, we can tell you where to get the tattoo turned into a framed picture. We had that in the news this morning.
No.
Oh, that is creepy.
Or we could stay on topic.
And Allie,
what's your next line?
That's not sexy at all, Tom.
That is definitely not sexy. Oh, God.
You know what's
sexy?
That's
like taxidermying your animal.
You dying and me cutting a hunk of skin off you.
Yeah, that's
sexy. Putting it up on the wall.
But frame.
Yuck. All right. Dear Allie, I work in a restaurant and there's a husband and wife who also work there. The husband hits on everybody when she's not around.
How
and I saw him leaving the back room with a new waitress looking really cozy the other day. I don't know how she doesn't see this. And she's actually sweet. And I really want to give her a heads up. I know she'll be upset if I do, but I think she'll be upset that no one told her when she finds out. What would you guys do?
Maybe she knows and doesn't care.
Yeah,
that could be.
Mind your own business.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You go to a restaurant and the people that own it are maybe the guy's having an affair. What do you care?
Yeah, don't get involved in that situation.
Eat your veal parmesan and get out.
You're all missing the point as usual. No, the key here is blackmail.
There you go.
meals.
And I think if I understand the president's new economic program, tips and blackmail tax-free. Time for our next letter.
Eat free for the rest of your life.
No. The key to this is minding your own business. Yeah. Going for it.
Yeah. But hey, maybe a tiramisu every now and again on the house, huh?
There you go.
Maybe a bottle of wine to take home.
We're talking to the lovely Allie Breen. We have time for one more letter, Allie.
Dear Allie, I went on a first date with a guy for lunch. The bill came. It was about $40. He went to pay it, and I reached in my pocket, as you do, and offered to pay half. He said, no, of course. And then I said, all right, do you want me to just pay the tip? And he said, okay. I was kind of surprised and still pretty annoyed about that. It's the first date. What do you guys think?
You offered.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Give this guy a little bit of leeway. Men are kind of being told to how do I put this? Like to listen to women when they say something. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
We're kind of being told, hey, it's not.
I think Tom had this best a long time ago. Chicks are our equals now, right?
Yeah. Guys don't know how assertive to be now during games.
Because that could have gone the other way. She could have been really insulted if he didn't take her up on it.
She offered twice. Let me pay the bill or half. Let me pay the tip. Yeah. He's trying to like do the
keep
good
your
things.
Mouth shut
you're
if you don't want to pay.
You're playing mind games the first date?
Yeah.
Yeah, the wait next
till, like, three.
Yeah. The second date, don't say anything, and I guarantee you he'll take care of it all.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so.
Yeah. But then, of course, you have to put out.
Well, there are unspoken contracts.
Certainly.
Yeah, I was reading this article, and it was dating. They were interviewing this woman, and she was complaining about the difficulties of internet dating. And at some point, if you're on your 80th internet date, maybe it's you.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe talk to a person you've met.
Sorry you had to leave a tip on a $40 bill. I hope you get that $8 back sometime.
You better have left a 10.
Yes, at least.
God, you better have left a 10.
Allie, have you ever done this?
Yeah, no kidding.
Allie, when you were... grass-fed, that's not the word. Free.
Grass-fed?
Free-range?
Is a free-range dating girl.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Sorry about the grass-fed thing.
When she was single? Reading an egg carton over there?
Wow. Why didn't you say when you were single?
You're really a grass-fed honey, aren't you?
Were you ever on a date and the guy left a chintzy tip? Did you reach into your purse and fatten it up a little bit because you felt bad for the server?
I have done that. I've gone back in and said I have to use the bathroom and, gave a little more money. That happened a couple times when I was younger. Yes.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be a dating situation. Have you ever been like at a business lunch and you offer to pay and for whatever reason they don't let you and then you look at the tip and you think, oh, geez.
No, I
to this place a lot. I got to sweeten this up.
Yeah.
I had an uncle that wouldn't pay on liquor. Like, he wouldn't tip on liquor because he's like, oh, it's the same as bringing a soda, a glass of wine or whatever. Yeah, it was like his, and he wouldn't pay on tax. Like, he was very, so anytime we went out with him, and it was usually a group, it was like a family thing. Yeah, you'd have to sneak back in and give extra money and be like, I'm so sorry.
Wasn't that an unwritten rule for a long time?
It was.
Yeah, that you
but
didn't.
But I think it's
kind of over,
antiquated.
Right?
Yeah, because it's the same with bringing a plate of food. If you bring a steak or a salad, it's the same. You know, it's so, yeah, you can't pick and choose like that. You just have to tip on the bill. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, not even that sometimes. Yeah. If you just go in and just have a couple small salads and a drink, you just, hey, look, this guy or this lady.
I'll give extra. Because,
they're doing a lot of work.
Yeah, they're kind. They're working. What do you
take them over.
Exactly. Oh,
cool. But why wouldn't the restaurants just pay them more, too? But whatever. Why is it okay?
I know. That's another part of it.
Well, proletariat.
Sorry.
Does that happen?
Oh, we can all sing the national.
Burn it down. Burn it down.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.